congratulations. I know you've been there almost a full decade now. So when you heard the news, I'm assuming that this wasn't a surprising thing for you.
No, it really wasn't too much of a surprise, really. Kind of had a heads up on it a little bit, you know, throughout the season once Coach O'Neill said that he was going to leave. I think we kind of deep down knew it was going to happen, but still had to kind of go through the process and everything. So not exactly a shocker, I guess.
The fact is that you take over a program that you've been part of and had so much success with Coach O'Neill. But transitioning-wise, how much easier does this make this for your team and even the lower levels that are feeding into your varsity program? How much easier does it make it to transition knowing that you have been there for almost a decade?
You know, I think it'll be a pretty smooth transition. The continuity of everything, the players are familiar with me, I'm familiar with them. So as far as you know, technique and things and styles of coaching, you know, I've had them all. You know, I think I coached the freshman team for a few years before I did the JV. And, so, you know, I've had all these kids, and so they know what's expected. You know, the expectations of our program are still going to be, you know, at an all-time high. Nothing changes with that. So, I mean, I think, you know, even going down into like the younger groups with me being an elementary school teacher, a lot of these kids have seen me for a long time now. So I think having me there, you know, as far as just somebody they know what to expect, they know that I'm going to, you know, give them everything that I have, and I'm going to expect the same thing out of them. So I think there's definitely a comfort level with that.
What did you learn from Glenn in the 9 years working under him?
Oh, man. You could sit here and talk about that forever, I suppose. But I think just, you know, his preparation is just never ending. It's always ongoing. Everything that we do, you know, regardless of, you know, from an X's and O's standpoint, there's just minor tweaks to, you know, each little thing that kind of that he makes that puts his teams in positions to, you know, to have success. So I think never resting, never, you know, thinking that things are good enough, you know, always looking for those little ways that you can improve your team and give them the best to have, you know, chance to win, I think is one thing. Another would just be his passion and his, you know, his deep down, you know, how much he really cares about every individual in his program, you know, whether it be football or basketball. I think, you know, taking the time out to, you know, see how people are doing and just showing them that you are there for them, that you do care about them, not just as an athlete, but as a person, I think is something that I take away from him probably more than the rest.
All right, lastly, what kind of team are you inheriting now that, look, I mean, a lot of people didn't expect you guys to get where you got this year, knowing what you lost from the year before. So then, you know, basically another thriller in the opening round of the state tournament. So what kind of team are you inheriting for 2016?
You know, it'll be senior heavy as far as, you know, for us having five juniors on the roster. So next year we'll have five seniors, you know, that'll be on the roster that were part of that state team. So, you know, for us, that's actually quite a bit of seniors, you know, to have five and to have five that actually play. So veteran group, kids that, you know, they're going to put in the time this summer in the weight room, you know, getting into the gym and getting shots up and things like that. I think the opportunity, the timing of it all is good for me in that sense that I will have guys that I can rely on, that I can depend on, that can, you know, be great leaders, not just on the floor, but off the floor, and kind of show those younger guys, you know, what it takes to be part of this program and the expectations of it. So, you know, definitely inheriting a good group to start with.